We've heard from prime ministers, we've heard from business leaders on this show, but I think it was time to do something a little bit different, give you a little bit of a break from politics and the economy. My next guest is the co-author of a new book called Plants of Power. Her name is Miranda Mueller. It's a great pleasure to have her on the line. Miranda, welcome to the King Review.
I feel very lucky to be invited along.
Now, I am an amateur, pretty much a hopeless green thumb, but I do like getting out and about, getting into the backyard. It's a huge part of our life here because we do spend a lot of time outdoors. The new book, it's available or making its way to bookstores as we speak. Give us a rundown, first of all, an overview of the book. What's it all about and why did you write and publish it?
The Plants of Power book is a collaboration with Stacey DeMarco, dear friend of mine. We're both avid gardeners. We share a lot of seeds. We talk a lot about our garden together. So it was really a pet project between the two of us and inspired by our garden.
We saw an explosion of interest in plants, particularly indoor plants for people living in apartments during COVID. It was almost as if we were trapped inside our houses, and so people wanted to bring the outdoors in. So the timing for the new book is absolutely fantastic. Why the concept of a power plant or a plant of power, what do you mean by that?
Well, plants hold so much power, so much healing power, I think, for our health. You know, forming a relationship with a plant is a really wonderful thing to do. And, you know, the book really aims to encourage people to forge relationships with plants.
And so do we talk to our plants? Is that a thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plants love to be spoken to.
And as long as they don't talk back, I guess, is a key thing.
There's a whole chapter about talking to plants. So it is a thing.
There you go. Do you name your plants?
Well, they do have pet names, some of them in my garden, yes.
Now, look, talk to us about top picks or your favourites, your favourite power plants. And are we talking herbs here? Are we talking flowers? Give us a bit of an overview.
I never ever like to say who's my favourite.
They'll be offended.
I don't want to upset the other ones.
Fair enough.
But I understand that there's a lot of people that struggle for space. Mm. And I always recommend culinary herbs. So something really easy like parsley or sage or rosemary, easy to grow, and you can do so in such a small space.
How do you keep these, whether they're herbs or whatever, how do you keep them alive? Does the book go into some of those practical tips?
So all of the plants that have been showcased give quite in-depth cultivation notes. So what the plant prefers, what position it likes, what kind of soil it likes, how much water it likes. We've been quite thorough.
Mm. And what are some of those, I guess, the top power plants for people, and whether there's some ailments that you might be suffering, whatever that is, what are some of those really key plants that people should look to have in their homes or their gardens?
Well, it's really about turning the clock back a little bit. You know, at the moment we're heading into the cold and flu season down south, and sage is wonderful for a sore throat. We've also showcased elderberry as an immune system help. It's all compiled into seasons, which makes it really, really easy to use and to inspire you to consume from the garden seasonally.
Has it been proven? I mean, there's lots of, I guess, almost urban myths about what certain plants or herbs can do. Is there sort of some, I don't know, some science and it does actually work? Some of these plants do actually address.
Of course, there is science that backs up, you know, the health benefits of the herbs. Certainly with elderberry, proven time and time again to be amazing for the immune system.
Congratulations on the new book, Plants of Power. It is winding its way to bookstores and I'm sure online as well as we speak. Thanks so much for being on the King Review.
Thank you so much for having me along.